Chapter 38. There is no difference. I would like to thank everyone who made this trip possible. I have met, hung out, partied, emailed, talked, and trained with hundreds and hundreds of people along the way, and each and every one of you has influenced me. The help, friendship, and hospitality I've experienced from you everywhere in the world has blown me away, and I cannot describe how much it means to me. I also had immense support from everyone at home, which has played a big role in realizing this project. I'll advise anyone considering a trip like mine, or any trip really, to absolutely go for it. I totally believe that anyone can do what I did. You don't have to be a certain bell collar or an internet celebrity for people to be nice to you. The hospitality I enjoyed through the Jiu-Jitsu community all over the world was so strong and overwhelming that I don't doubt for a second that anyone could do the same. Remember that white belts are real people too. The most difficult thing for me was to make the decision and overcome the fears of leaving things and people behind, breaking out of the conformity of life at home, and the worries about jumping into deep water and having to find my way around the world with only the help of strangers. It's like competing. Before the match, your Stone Age brain will recognize the situation as dangerous for you and try to convince you not to do it, making it easy for you to regret and stay away instead. When you finally step on the mat, all that is forgotten and you just go. As soon as I had taken off with that first plane to Paris, everything was easy from there. It felt so natural to move around the world, and I was never in a situation where it was too difficult or I couldn't find people to train or stay with. Sport is your key to experiencing the real world. I think any sport will do, whether you surf or play chess, but there is something special about the general culture in the worldwide Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu community. Maybe it has something to do with the physical barrier quickly being broken down so fast. Within the first 20 minutes, you've gotten everyone's asses in your face. That'll break the ice. Also, I think it's a matter of honesty. In this sport, there is no room for hiding. You have to prove yourself and confront your ego on the mat every single day. You cannot put on some belt and never have to prove that you deserve it. In other sports, you can maybe stay away from competitions, but if you train Jiu-Jitsu, you will still have to spar every class you attend. There is no way around it, and constantly confronting your ego like that, forcing you to be honest about yourself, is a very healthy thing. I think that is why almost everyone I met in gyms around the world were cool people. They cannot pretend to be something they're not, because as long as they train, there is nowhere to hide it. There is no need to act in a certain way, because reality will be revealed on the mats anyway. There is simply no room for people who have a problem confronting their ego in our sport. It is about being the most honest version of you, and training Jiu-Jitsu will help you with that. This large collection of honest, secure, self-confident people are all yours to tap into for friendships, traveling, and experiences. I can't think of a better way to travel than to do it through the eyes and lives of locals. With Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, you will instantly have a network of local friends anywhere you go. It is your ticket to experiencing the real world behind the curtains of the tourist industry. It's easy to do. No, trust me, it really is. Just find out where you want to go, look up a Jiu-Jitsu gym there, and ask if you can come by. Everything will fall in place for you, and you'll have an amazing time. Don't believe me? Well, then you probably have to read this book again. If you are wondering where to start, come by Denmark and visit my gym. You can train for free, and I'll personally take care of you and make sure you have a great time here. And yes, that is a promise. I have a lot of hospitality to pay back in order to realign the karma balance of the universe, and I will be more than happy to do it. So, as you can see, everything is already taken care of. All you need to do is to push the button. Start making long-term plans today if you want to make things like this happen. I challenge you to do it because I want you to do it. I hope someone will experience the same things as I did. Personally, I don't really have an interest in Jiu-Jitsu, as in wanting to become the best, win something, or to get a certain belt level. To me, the sport is a means to live the life I want. It allows me to have a job I love, sleep as long as I want every day, meet amazing people who become my friends, be healthy, travel the world, and best of all, pass all these gifts on to others. With everything I can get out of it, winning some gold medal just seems so interesting to me. Use Jiu-Jitsu to live your life. You have all the tools right in front of you, and along the way, you will find out that you can also use them to do good and important things for other people. Before I left, when people said that my trip would be a life-changing experience, I had a hard time believing them. I thought at times that it would just be a long journey that had the potential to be more stressful than enjoyable. A year after I arrived home from being 140 days on the road, I'm still amazed at how much it has changed my life, and how important a decision it was for me to go through with it. Somewhere out there in the big world, I met the rawest, purest version of myself, and I liked him. It's a cliche to say that someone is traveling to find themselves, but I actually did. Traveling around the world and meeting all those fantastic people strongly reinforced what I believe in. In some way, I went out to confirm some things to myself, and I found what I was looking for. I feel vibrantly full of love from great friendships, belief in the good in people, and knowing that the world is definitely not a bad or dangerous place. I'm a better version of myself now. There is no doubt about it. The trip might have ended long ago, but the effects of it will echo throughout my life, and maybe yours, for years and years to come. So, what is next for me? I don't know exactly, but things must keep happening. I definitely intend to keep up with a high pace of life, and have been ever since I returned home that summer in 2011. I am aware more than ever that the world is a wonderful place, and I only have one single chance to experience it. There is an expiration date on me, and I have no idea when it is, so no day can go to waste. I could die tomorrow. I have a vague master plan for my life. Whether it will happen or not, I don't know yet, but if there is one thing I have learned from that trip around the world, it is that I don't really need to plan or worry too much about details. As long as I keep enjoying training and am open towards anyone I come across being potential new friends, I completely trust that everything will work itself out for me and experiences will come. The only thing I do know for sure is that traveling will continue to be a big part of my life. After all, it is the only thing in the world I can buy that will actually make me richer. Somewhere in South America, as my journey was about to come to an end, I really started to feel deep inside of me how everyone I had met was the same. It is hard to describe the feeling of unity between every single person I have met, but it was very strong and powerful. It made no sense to say that we are different just because we have randomly been born on one patch of land instead of another. In truth, there are no borders in this world. Any dividing and separation of people on this planet are man-made. It is not real. Friendships, love, adventure, experiences, and lives you can live are everywhere. No matter where I went, I met fantastic people. I have made more friends in 5 months than I could possibly do at home in a lifetime, and there seemed to be no limitation to where these might be. Your next best friend or experience of a lifetime can be anywhere in the world, not just in your own little bubble. We might seem different on the outside, coming from different countries, races, religions, beliefs, cultures, or even another jiu-jitsu team. But when we are on the mat, clapping hands and ready to roll, it is so obvious that there is no difference. We are, indeed, all one.